that doesn't come as a surprise, because there is a problem of them not getting enough support that they are supposed to get when they work as a commission. They should have the support from the ZRP and also from the courts. But if they are powerless, if they don't have teeth, how can they do their work as a commission? Because these are people who are supposed to deal with corruption. And corruption is not a simple matter. It needs a lot of support from the police and also from the courts. So if they don't have adequate support logistically and technically, that doesn't work.
Why is this happening, considering that it has the blessings of President Mugabe?
I think the major problem with the commission comes mostly when it is trying to deal with what they call political heavyweights or the big wigs, either in the MDC or ZANU-PF. But the issue has to do with the polarization of the political parties that are now in the GNU, that everything that happens has somehow been connected to politics, when in some cases it's not even connected to politics. So whenever you connect politics to something like corruption, then it becomes very difficult to see the objective action of the Anti-Corruption Commission there. I think the right thing to do is to go back to those who did put them in place, because if you are delegated with a responsibility and you cannot execute it, you only need to go back to the principals who gave you that kind of job. And if they cannot help you, then that's tough luck. You just have to go home.